Listening comprehension. In the following, you will twice hear four readers' comments on the original article. They gave themselves pseudonyms. Read all the questions first, then tick the correct boxes. There may be more than one correct answer each. Comment 1 by Kane Lawrence. I went to both private and state schools, uniform and not uniform. Schools, no matter how rich or inner city, are merely mini versions of society. You can reduce bullying that results in violence or suicide, that's for certain, but you can't reduce conformity or prejudice or bigotry. The schools that didn't have uniforms instead had us conform by having brand name clothes, which are often more expensive for parents than uniforms. The schools that had uniforms instead had kids who went around saying to the other kids, "My daddy is a doctor, stroke lawyer, stroke MP. What does your daddy do?" Which merely led to the need for conformity of class. I don't see why a big deal is made over uniforms. At the end of the day, it all turns out to be the same result. Comment 2 by Rather Be Happy. I know it was fashionable to criticise the tie blazer combo, but really there is no smarter outfit to wear. I know many kids who are delighted their school has brought the policy in. They all feel smarter, and it ends the fashion wars and label fascism that blights teenage years. Of course, anyone connected with the business of selling shit to kids at inflated prices won't be pleased. So, good. Teens have been exploited enough by a fashion industry that knows only too well what the latest and greatest means to young people afraid of not being part of the pack. At least this way, they look good equally in a broader pack, and they are not forcing their parents or themselves to buy labels at way overinflated prices, only to see said clothes skipped as another wave of fashion rolls in. I hated my school precisely because it didn't have a uniform policy, and I suffered hell and bullying and crashed out of striving to learn because my separated mum could not afford all the latest gear the other kids had. It was ugly gear anyway. Comment 3 by Bill Forsyth. Growing up, we all had to wear school uniform, and it progressed from being very baggy and roomy to being very tight. At secondary school, we all wore hand-me-downs. Being at a Catholic school, when parents followed the line on the pill, meant there was no option, and most schools operated a scheme for helping poorer parents, or in some cases pupils whose parents would not buy a uniform. When a new community high school opened, my mother decided to send my two young sisters there. It was a new type of school. The ethos was one of inclusion and self-expression. The pupils were encouraged to call the staff by first names. Discipline through respect rather than fear, and of course no uniforms. Only there were uniforms, and not to have the latest and most fashionable garb meant social exclusion. My poor mother was, as they say in Scotland, peery-headed, meaning in a state of mental confusion, handing out money or ordering from her catalogue, lest my sisters failed the fashion test. Some years later, the school dropped the first name rule and introduced a uniform, a rather boring, if not drab creation, and they all do look the same. Comment 4 by Valentina Kayal. One of my favourite teachers at school made the, in my opinion, valid point that wearing a uniform teaches children to express their personality through their actions and words, rather than relying on their clothes and outward appearance. A valuable lesson, I think.